we've learned the sugya of Avdanish Dinla Nafshe. The Gemara brings machlokas from Nachman and Rav Yehuda. Most poskim, halacha l'maaseh, follows Rav Nachman, Avdanish Dinla Nafshe. At one point in the sugya, the Gemara brings a tashma. Minayim l'nirtza shikola yama v'rabba masara balatzes v'chaval v'asibo chabur. He has an eved. It's time for the eved to go. The eved doesn't want to go. So the Rav hits him and wounds him. Shupater, Talmud, Lasikhu Karfer Lashov. The Gemara and the Havmina think this is an example of Avrin Ishdin Lanafshe. The Gemara says, Hachamai Eskinam Ba'avdaganba. Ad Ha'idna Logana Ba'ashtaganab. Yeah, Ad Ha'idna Havam, Aim Sidarabi Ele, Hashalas Lam Sidarabi Ele. That's the first shot, Avdaganva. The second shot is Evid Shemashla Rabbi Shifchakananis. The Evid Ivri has a Shifchakananis. Ad Ha'idna Hatera Ba'ashti Surah. Now that he's not an Evid, he's doing an Aver. It seems, following the Shachavatari Kipshuto, that if you pass in Avdin Ishdin Lanafshe, you don't need these Ukimtas. You learn Kipshuto. The Evid is here. He's trespassing. I don't want him here. I can just boot him out. If you hold Avdin Ishdin Lanafshe, then you need these other Ukimtas. Lamaisa, in spite of the fact that, as we mentioned, virtually all posts can pass in Avdin Ishdin Lanafshe, these Ukimtas, both of them, particularly the second Ukimta we're going to discuss today, of the Eved is doing an Avera, are brought lahalacha as din. We'll discuss if it's a chiddush, what the chiddush is, but lemaisa, in spite of the fact that we pass in Avedish din l'nafshe, we also pass in this din that he can beat the person who's doing the Avera, beat his Eved who is doing an Avera. First, Ukimta is also brought, we're not going to get into that much, but Avda Ganva, the language of the Shulchan Aruch when he brings that din, is Mishiyesh l'mishareis, if you think he's not even discussing the first, he doesn't even discuss the hitting, he just discusses firing him. If you think he's going to steal the lashon of the Ramah, shame the poskim is choshesh yignav lo, then I'm sorry if you chalakas hashiyetze. If he doesn't want to leave, you can hit him. That's the kimt of avda ganva. Choshesh he's going to steal. Who decides? Every boss can just terminate an employee because terminate him and hit him if he leaves because he's choshesh he's going to steal. Do you have to have some kind of evidence? I'm not going to get into that part of the sugya. I'll call upon him, considering the second ukimta of the Gemara, of Eved Ivri that doesn't want to go out, he's not an Eved Ivri anymore, he's been over in Isser of Shifcha Kananis. Obviously, that particular case is not Noeg Bizman Hazeh, but a version of the Halacha is brought in Shulchan Aruch, the version of the Trumas Hadashim. Trumas Hadashim was asked about whether a person can hit his wife if she's doing Averis. Specifically, the case was Ishto Mekaleles Umzalzeles Bavia Ve'ima. She is cursing and disrespecting her parents. And you warned her, Hachicha B'dvar Malzeh Kama Pamim. You've given her many warnings and she hasn't listened. Can you hit her to get her to stop? The answer is yes, you can. Even though the Rishonim say hitting your wife is a terrible thing, Hechmer Ma'od B'davar, the Rishonim said, Yarver Lav of hitting, Lafrushim Me'isr Chomer Kazeh, to be mafrish from such a serious isser of insulting her parents is mutter. Even though he says isser chomer kazeh, lemaisa, all the posts can bring this trumas hadashen, don't assume that it's limited to isser chomer kazeh, whatever that means. They assume that the same thing is true for a garden variety isser. What's the raya that a person could hit his wife to stop her from doing averis? The raya is from this gemara. The gemara says that the case of the nirtza and the eved ivri, he brings that okimta in the gemara. Doesn't get into the fact that you don't need that ukimta lamaskana. He just says you have such an ukimta. The Gemara doesn't say any pickbook about it. You have the ukimta that if your Eved is doing the avera, doing an avera, you can stop him lafrusha meisura. So brings the language of Rashi. Eino sedina lenafshe rak l'shamayim. Rashi's lashon because we're going in Rav Yehuda doesn't allow dina lenafshe. He calls it din shamayim. Whatever that lashon is negay is not. I'll call upon him. The halacha is you're allowed to hit the Eved to stop him from doing an avera. Hakaman. The klal, the general principle we abstract away from this Gemara is kol mishu tachas yado shel adam. Anyone who is, discussed, many achronim debate what this phrase means, but anyone who is under someone's jurisdiction, it seems. V'roa bo she'osid var avera, you see him doing an avera. Rashoi la'akoso li'astrik li'lafrishim an avera. You can hit him and beat him to stop him from doing the avera. You don't have to bring him to Beis Din. Because that's what you see from the Gemara. That's the psak. This Trumas Hadashen is brought, Siman Reishit Ches, is brought in the Shulchan Aruch in two places, I think. One is Chashin Mishpat and Tav Chaf Aleph, also in Aben Ezer. The way the Ramah brings it in Chashin Mishpat Bekitzer is Mishu Tachas Reshuso, brings that phrase again, Tachas Reshuso, You see him doing an aver, he doesn't even tell you what the aver is. That's how the Ramah Paskin. Doesn't mention the specific case of wife. He just says, someone who's Takas Rishuso, you're allowed to hit him to stop him from doing averis.
This
Eved
was
Yatzah B'Shanim?
What's the...
It says, it sounds like it was already Kalu. So what does the true possession mean? The Eilim often asks that, what does it mean? So we'll have to discuss how the Chacham understand that phrase, Takas Rishuso, and right. But obviously that is a question. What does it even mean, literally? So if you take this phrase literally and you think it's important, you have to explain what we actually mean by Takas Rishuso. Kalpanim, that's how the Ramah brings it. Here in Chashamish, at least he doesn't mention the specific example of Isha. Now, as we've been saying, the Achronim debate whether the Trumas Hadeshin, Ramah's words of Takas Rishuso, is Dafka or Lav Dafka. Lavush, the Achronim bring, seems to say that it is Lav Dafka. Lavush was a Talmud Mufak of the Ramah. The Achronim often bring the Lavush to see how he is Mishana from the Ramah when he brings down the Ramah's Dinim. The Lavush says, V'chein misha osu dvar avera, v'yesh lo koach lahakoso, lafrusha meyisura, rashoi lahakoso liyashvi lafrusha meyisura, v'ein tzarek lavi elabesin kenin shnemer ocheach tachiach. So, two or three points in this Lavush. Omits mention of the phrase Takas Rishuso, inserts the phrase yesh lo koach lahakoso, and then says it falls under ocheach tachiach. I mean, that's not such a chiddush, that falls under ocheach, once you hold with mutter, I guess that's what it is, it's tachacha, but he basically replaces the phrase Takas Rishuso with the phrase Yesh L'Koach L'Akoso. The Achronim are Medayek, the Levush seems to hold Takas Rishuso is Lav Dafka, and basically Takas Rishuso just means that practically you have the ability to apply physical pressure to get him to do the mitzvah. And that's Gufa L'Kar, what he means when he says Yesh L'Koach. He's translating Takas Rishuso, not legally, halachically under your jurisdiction, but practically under your jurisdiction. Someone who you have control over, you can hit and get away with it and impose enough pressure to get him to stop doing it. So just deeper above it, practically, someone who you have control over, that is where this halacha applies. It doesn't have to be Takas Rishuso in any real sense of any halachic or lumdish sense. The Marshal, the Achronim bring, also seems to hold this way. The Marshal, on our sugya, in the beginning of HaMeiniach, the Marshal also brings this halacha down, halacha l'maisa, in terms of afrusha meisura. He says that if you see someone being over an isser, then you have a din that you can be afrusha meisura. And he explicitly says, lav dafka this case, lav dafka based in anyone, he says, anyone who sees someone else be over an isser has this din of hitting him, lafrusha meisura. Shal's language is roughly as follows. He says, brings it to Mr. Deshen, Mutter l'adam l'hakas es ishto for these reasons, because she's a baris aldas, avad dina l'shamayim, you're doing din shamayim, you don't have to go to Beis Din. And then he speaks out explicitly, lav dafka ki agavna, the Trumas Hadeshin's din, the Gemara's din, is not limited to cases of ishto or avdo or takas reshuso. Kol me shahaya osa keneged das tara elokis, anyone who's doing an avera, maka osa chtezei nafsha. And he says explicitly, even averis b'mitzvah shev altase, we'll return to that soon, even if it's b'shev altase. L'maisi, he says, he gives you a lot of practical warnings, al yamar b'haka, you shouldn't be so quick to hit. And he says, you should first make sure you have to chacha gemura. And again, he says, lav dafka, but he goes back again to say, it's lav dafka, takas reshuso, lav dafka harav la'avdo, bala ishto, hodin l'chol bar Yisrael, any Jewish person, yachal ha'akas chaver, can hit anybody else, lafrusha me'isura. And he brings rayas to that. And he says, then, though he lakes to a big condition. He says, Dafka ba'adam muksuk l'kashrus. Has to be someone who is muksuk for an adam kasher. She yadua that he's l'shem shemayim, and he's adam chashuv, a muflug. Sorry, some of the words are missing in this edition. It's a bad edition. Stoma d'inshi, he can't do that. And the reason he gives is a very practical reason. No advanced lumdus. The reason is, imkei lo shafkes chay l'chal beria. Kol adam reik will go around beating everyone else up and say, I'm giving tachacha, because you can always find something someone's doing wrong. Ain't sadik barat, shiyatza tov layachta, he says. And he says, the mail of the Torah for practical reasons, things would get out of hand. The Torah only gave rishus to a dayan to be in charge of doing this. Although in Lumdus, again, it's in principle, it's any Bar Yisrael against any other Bar Yisrael. You don't have to have an official position or any smicha, or you don't have to be appointed at all. L'maisi says it should only be someone who people trust, who some kind of gedur and gvul, but otherwise things will just get out of hand. Hakol v'ira seni hadayin. That's what he says. Then, though, he gives one more big kula. He turns around one more time and says, these restrictions that we're worried about, lo shafkes chai l'chol beria, and only adam muchzik gadol v'kashrus, and all that, chashuv, that's when it's ben adam l'makam, like the examples of the Gemara about Shifcha Knanis, Shurim Tzedashin, I guess, I'm not sure if that's called ben adam l'makam, adam l'chaveru. He says those cases is only when it is muchzik and muflug and all that. However, he says, when ben adam l'chaveru, you see somebody beating up somebody else, then it's mutter l'chol adam, afilu ish pashut, anyone can step in to save the victim, and you can, and that is fine. So he's not really masbir why. He's not really masbir in lamdas what the chiluk is on the lachmanan lachavero. You could learn the chiluk is just again practical that somehow we're less worried if you hit people for adam lachavero. We're less worried it's going to get out of it. I'm not sure why. I'm not sure adam lachavero. You can always find someone. Someone something's doing wrong and start hitting him. So I don't fully. He doesn't really explain. Doesn't fully. We'll get to that soon. Get to that soon if it's really a different mitzvah or not. Right? It could be it's a different mitzvah. It could be it's not lafrushim esur anymore. It could be it's something else. His lashon here at least is lahatzel hamuka, which I guess you might want to say that. But as we'll see, it's not so simple. I'll call upon him here. He's just saying that the rules are different. We worry about loshavkes chai, so we say only adam chashuv, even though in principle it could be anybody. But adam lachavero, even an ish.
He doesn't specify that there's in the Ben Adam L'Chaveru any Yehud of Hefzid. He just says...
He doesn't specify it here. We'll read maybe some more of his discussion later where he gets into more details. He discusses the question of saving Adam L'Chaveru in a different sugya later in the parak where he gets into more details of Hefzid. I don't remember exactly what he says. As we go, maybe it'll become a little bit clearer whether he's talking about Hefzid or not. And Rabbi Winter's point, whether it's the mitzvah of Hatzalah or the mitzvah of Tachacha or the mitzvah of Rishon Meisura, we'll get to that soon. And so on and so forth, Achronim debate back and forth here whether indeed this basic din of Afrushim Eisura of Kofin Ala Mitzvahs is limited to Tachas Yado or not. The Eruch Shai brings these Achronim back and forth. The Eruch Shai and Tav Chaf Aleph says, Maisa the Ramah says Tachas Rishuso. Lulvush leaves it out, brings a Marshal. He says, brings the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Shulchan Aruch Harav also is language. Parallels the Levush. His language is Harab Chavero Chavero. Doesn't say Tachas Rishuso. Shaose Eza Davar Avera Cheres Vuhu Tachas Yadov Rishuso LaHakoso. So the Rosh Chai says Mashmos of the Shulchan Aruch Rav's Lashon is that like the Levush, that it's a practical thing, that he's in your control to hit him. That's all it means. Maisi says Dachuk in Avon. They have to give you recommendations. Figure out for yourself. If you're not strong enough to hit him, you're not going to hit him. So you don't need Poskim to tell you this. So he goes back and forth. Then Rebina also. Rabina proposes that maybe Tachas Rishuso is Lav Dafka, maybe is Dafka, he says, maybe we shouldn't derive a general principle that you can hit people to stop them from Averis. The way he explains Tachas Rishuso, though, is actually interesting. What he suggests that Tachas Rishuso means is as follows. He says that maybe Nirtz is a special case. He says, Nirtz of the Pshat is, he was your Eved, he was in your house, you gave him the Shifcha. So his language is, you somehow are responsible for this avera. You did a pater, obviously, and it's a pasuk in the Torah, but ultimately you're responsible for this. He's doing the iser in your house in Rishus. I'm not sure in Lumdus what kind of svara that is, but that's the idea of Tachas Rishus, so he says. And also he says that Nirtza or Ishto. Ishto also, I guess, that... somehow she's more your responsibility than somebody else. I'm not sure what he means. Again, you gave her... she's cursing people and her own father. She knew her father before she met you, and she can curse wherever she is. She doesn't need your house to curse in. So still don't have a precise, rigorous definition for what Tachas Rishuso is. I'll call upon him. He also suggests that maybe you could learn this is limited Tachas Rishuso. Nice, he brings up the Gedolei Achronim. Some of them at least held not like that.
If the criteria is met, according to whoever it is, whatever that means.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a chiyuv, not a rishos.
So that's also an interesting question. The Eruch Shai, Pashas, you would say that, yes. The Eruch Shai brings the Shulchan Aruch Harav as follows. He brings a sort of steer in the Shulchan Aruch Harav. He says that when the Shulchan Aruch Harav talks about someone doing a dvar avera, and he says tax reshus lakoso, he says rashoi lakoso, he doesn't say mitzvah lakoso. He brings it to the Shulchan Aruch Harav later elsewhere, says that the Tanya Atzmo Gabe Haro Yisrael Maka Chavero, when it comes to Adam Lachavero, there he says mitzvah lakoso, and here he says rashoi. So he also shells in the chiluk. What's the difference? So you were suggesting before that the chiluk could be that one of them is beyond lafrushim meisura, one of them is a question of atzala l'sam al damreicha, which l'chara could be one chiluk. He says something a little differently. He says that makach chaveiro. I don't really understand what he says, but he says makach chaveiro ein pnai l'havio lebeistin. It's an inyan of hefsid, and lafrushim meisura there is. Now, I don't know man paskis. I mean, if a person's eating a ham sandwich right now, bring it to the basement tomorrow, maybe he can stop eating sandwiches tomorrow, but right now the Avera is done. If she's cursing her father, every time she curses, it's another Avera. So I don't know what that means, that there's, I don't know why he thinks that there's more p'nai to bring to Beistin by Benadon Lamach, Benadon Lachavero. You can have Benadon Lachavero that takes a long time, you can have Benadon Lamach that doesn't. So I don't know where that chalik would come from. I'll call upon the Shulchan Aruch Harav's Lashon is worth noting, that in the general case of Avera, when he's not talking Benadon Lachavero, for some reason he only says Rashai, and the Yeshla didn't talk a why. If it's talking a heter, and there's a mitzvah of tachacha, why wouldn't it actually be a mitzvah? I don't know. We should also mention here a famous machlokus between the Ktzos and the Nesivos. The context is very technical in Hilchos Dayanim. It has to do with whether you need a beis din to do certain things, certain types of kfiyah on a get, and certain types of other kfiyas. But Toch Hadvarim, the Ktzos says that you always need a beis din to be kofa. Anytime you want to be kofa, whether it's to write a get, whether it's to do a mitzvah, to take lulav, Anytime you need a anytime the halacha is kofin somebody to do something, al pi halacha, you need a beis din. And one person can't do it, and an ordinary citizen can't do it. So the Nesivos is masig. The Nesivos says, what are you talking about? It's Mefurusha Gemara. The Gemara says Nirtza, and the Trumas Hadash, and all these poskim, they say that you see somebody doing an Avera, you can jump in and get them to stop. And that's a halacha psuka. Everyone agrees to that, whether it's Rishusa or not, but that's the halacha. Says the Ksos in the Meshovev, there's no raya from there. Avadi, he says, Amoda to you, that when it comes to Afrushim Eisura, Mitzvah Losase, then Avada, I agree, Afrushim Eisura is Masur Lakol, you don't need Beis Din. When it comes to Kofin Ala Mitzvahs, for that, that's a Din Kviya, and that you need Beis Din. He's not really Masber why, so clearly. He says, but additionally, he says, we have a related chiluk, another chiluk we have between Kofin to Mekayim Mitzvah and Makin Lafrushim Eisura. In that Kofin ala mitzvahs, the Gemara in Ksuva says, is makinos achetetei nafsho. And on an Avera, lomi boy, the pidieved, it's only Malchus, and our Malchus are boyim, but even lechatchila, to be mafreshim from the Isser, the Ksuva says, kemoshim api agvura, that there is no, well, not quite, he brings a shtickle raya, but he says, there's no din of makinos achetetei nafsho to stop him from doing it on mitzvahs lo sase, from being over an Avera. The raya he brings is that the Gemara says that there are certain Averas that are nitin latzila benafsho, like rodif achar erva. But in general, there's no din, and if someone's trying to do an Avera, I can kill him to get him to stop. So he says, Machnoshat Tishanafsha means you could do it. Mamashat Kiri Yitzias Nefesh for a Mitzvah Saseh. Mitzvah Losaseh is different. One is a Din Kviya, one is a Nefrushim Eisura. They're two different dinim. And he says, and the Bali Musar, he doesn't tell who the Bali Musar are. He says, the Bali Musar tell us. An Aseh Taka is more Chomer from a certain sense, from a certain perspective, than a Losaseh. That's why an Aseh is Machnoshat Tishanafsha, and a Losaseh is not. Just read the language of the Meshovev. He says, "Avada for a lo sase, anyone can be makel afrushim meisura, but lachov for lakayim mitzvah say, or for tzedakah he says tzarek beistin. V'gam lafrushim meisur, ainu ela hakav ba'alma, but beistin shakov for lakayim is ad sheitzin nafsho, so kaveinu osa isurim. There's no such thing, etc. U'mizehu chichu bali musar harishonim dasei chamir mi lo sase. I say is ad sheitzin nafsho. He doesn't say who the bali musar harishonim are." The Tziyun here says, look in Shari Tshuva. Then Rabina says, Ein Safek, that he means the Ramban. Alataru, who says, I say, is more Chomer. But Ekshaiya, then Rabina pushes back. Others push back against the Ksos. They say, Vushtate, that for Alosa say, you're not Makhna Tatsish Nafsho. Then Rabina brings a Ran, who says, come out Mefurish, that we are Makhna Tatsish Nafsho, even for Alosa say. And he says, Rick Veger actually asked it for a question. Rick Veger asks, the Gemara says, you give Malchus for a losase, and Medvaran Murin for a losase. But for Nasei, Machnos Hatzation after. Frederick Veger, there's no chiluk to Nasei and a losase. In both cases, B'dieved, it's limited. If anything, Elosa say is Malchus Arbaim or Malchus Maridus, and I say is nothing, or maybe Malchus Maridus, but not more than that. And Lechachila, in both cases, Hashet and Afshu. So Rekeger says, where is the Gemara's Mashma? There's some contrast between Los Asay and Asay, Medvar Amurim, but Mitzvah Los Asay. Mitzvah Asay, Kion Shtukah Shein Osa, Achetetzi Nafshim. Factory Kvega, there's no chilek. You're comparing apples and oranges. You're comparing Los Asay, Achra Maisa, but the Ever, and Asay before. So the Ktos apparently understood the Gemara to mean, no, there is a chilek. The chilek is, Kodim Amaisa, there's a chilek. But Kvega asked you that, Kvega assumed that, like in the Sivis, that there's no chilek, and the Rabina brings a Ran who speaks out Kamapa Feirish and Nakanami, that the Gemara is comparing Kodim Amais and Achar Amais. The Ran has a Mahalak and the Gemara, Blah Kalpanim, the Ran, Rik Veger, and the Nesivis hold this way, and the Ktsos holds that there's no din Kofan al mitzvahs from Mitzvahs Los Asay. Kofan al mitzvahs is a din miyuchad from Mitzvahs Asay and needs based in, and the general din of Frusha Meisura is learned down from Nirtza, and that taka is Mitzvah Echad, it's broader, anyone can do it, you don't need based in Mitzvah Sheni, it's more limited. He can't be machinot tachdeitz nafsh.
Presumably, the ksais means nafushim yisur would be limited even to bezdin. Be achdeitz nafsh even for bezdin by leisasei.
The mashmaos I think is yes. The mashmaos I think is that bechlal. If the base is never, yeah, I think the mashmaos is that right. There's never achdeitz nafsh. It's only narmer osas. Nitzan l'tzilam nafsh. Pashas. That means anything, even bezdin. Not 100% sure. I have to read the shtickle more carefully, but that's how I understood it. It's kind of two separate chalukim, but I'm not 100% sure.
The gemara would be shvar than even the ksais. Say it would not include
Bezdin.
You also
wouldn't be able to read the Kashrut. Because Vayter, Manav Shach, in both cases when Bezdin's involved, that's an Afsho, and when Bezdin's not involved, yeah, I hear. All right. So, getting back to the question that Winter was raising before, the difference between Hatzala and Afrusha Meisura, this really turns into something of a Mavucha when we get to the rest of the post can be beyond the Truma Sedeshin on the question of saving somebody else. So the Ramayan, in the end of Tav Chaf Aleph there, the Ramayan brings in the end of the Sif, brings this Truma Sedeshin, but earlier, the bulk of the Sif is coming from a rush. The rush is not on our sugya, the rush is on a later sugya. The Gemara talks about two Shvarim that got into a fight, two people that got into a fight. So the Gemara is not discussing Bechlal, Frusha Meisura, or Hatzalah. The Gemara is just discussing how you measure each Nezek, Chati Nezek, Nezek Shalom, canceling out. Gansa Sugin Hilchas Nezikin. The rush over there discusses a little bit this question of Afrusha Meisura and Hatzalah. So the rush says that when it comes to people, at least Shvarim is different for different reasons. He says when it comes to people, if Reuven hits Shimon and Shimon hits him back, so Shimon is Potter. Even if Shimon hit him harder than Reuven, Shimon's Potter. Why? Not because of Kol Mashan Baruch Hashina about Potter, because that doesn't apply here. He says, but the reason is. The Adami don't say that, like we saw in the early Sergei Namaniach. The reason why the guy who hits back is Potter, he says, is because our Gemara, Avinash Din Lenafshe, the Gemara says, Mea Pandi Bapanda Demara Lamache, we pass in Avinash Din Lenafshe, and we pass in the Katsosis Kappa, that there's a din of the woman can save her husband by counterattacking, retaliating against the aggressor. So the Rush Lake Sioux, though, that's only when it's that the Gemara says it's Osir, the Gemara's Masbir, when it's Yichol Hatzal Ayde Davaracha. When she has an Eitzah, then she's Mechoyev to do that. When there's no other Eitzah, then either Lekuli Yalma or Lechol HaPachas Tavidah Manor Avajin Lenavshe, then she has the right to do it. So here too, if someone attacks you and you hit him back, then you have the Heter of Avinash Din Lenavshe. Me, who the Rush says, Im HaYachol Hatzal Atzma B'chavol HaMu'etes, B'chavol B'har B'chayev. You can't do more than you need to. If you had an option of doing less and you did more, you're chayev. What's his raya for that? His raya is from a Gemara in Sanhedrin. When you're killing a rodev to save the nirdaf, you can kill him if there's no choice. But if you can save the nirdaf by wounding him, you have to do that. So here too, the Rush says the same thing. Now I would have said the raya to this din is goof from our sugya, the thing the Rush just brought by katzosis kappa, that if it's yichal lahatzel, then she's chayevus. It seems that the Rush held, there's no raya from there. Bishlam over there, you don't have to, the Gemara means you can be matzah without hitting at all. You can do something else. You can just take him off. But once you have to hit, the Rush is saying maybe there's no chiluk between hitting a little bit and hitting a lot. That the Rush says, he has a raya from Sanhedrin that if you can hit in a less damaging way, you can't hit in a more damaging way. Marshal Tak is chalik on the Rush. Marshal the Yamsha Shlomo over there is chalik on the Rush and says it's not practical, it's not realistic. And miyuchal l'shayer, even though the Torah is mechayiv to do that by Ritzicha, The Marshal just says it's too much to ask when people are fighting and beating each other up. It's too much to ask for them to be so careful. So the language of the Marshal is language of the Marshal is, and he says, who's going to figure out exactly how hard should I hit him? You know, who can do that? Even though the Torah tells you to do it, by nefashin is so chomer, so serious, the Torah tells you, well, do it anyway. But when it comes to Nezikin, the Marshal fails misvara. There's no such requirement. But so nobody brings a raya from the Gemara of Yochel Hashamto. That apparently is not a raya. And the Rosh brings a raya from Sanhedrin. Marshal says not a raya from Sanhedrin. So I'll call upon him. The basic din, though, the Rosh and the Marshal both agree. Avada, when someone hits you, you're allowed to hit him back to save yourself from being beaten up. Then the Rosh goes on and brings several other dinim, three other dinim. V'chein, he says, imradim Rosh, imakines aviv, obanav, o'achiv. Someone, you see someone hitting your close family member, and you hit him, k'ilahatzel krovo, potter. And again, he says, that's like isha matzelis is baila, imeni achlatzel davar acher. That's one din. So the first din was you yourself. The second din is if you see someone hitting your relative. V'chein. Third din the Rosh says is v'chein im roe adam she Yisrael makes chavero. You see one Jew hitting another Jew. V'ein yachal lahatzel lo sheyakas amak. Again, there's no other eitzah. The only eitzah is to hit the aggressor. Then it's mutter. Mutter lahakas amake lafrushe meyisura. Here the Rosh says the heter is lafrushe meyisura. K'damrina le'el b'nirtza. Nirtza shenasa shifcha k'nanes v'chol yamav. That's lafrushe meyisura. Now again, I would have said, like Rabbi Winter said here, that the heter is again, the heter is hatzala. But the Rosh invokes Afrusha Meisura and compares it to the case of Shifcha Knanis, which is Namash Brad Lamakum. You're saving that, you're stopping the Eved from being with the Shifcha Knanis, Afrusha Meisura. So too, stopping Ruvain from hitting Shimon is Afrusha Meisura. Agav, the Rabbina really asks. And Rabbina says we have a Gans Machlokus between Rav Nachman and Rav Yehuda about Oven Ishdin Lanafshe, but everyone seems to agree in the case of the Nirtza that you're allowed to do it to stop him from doing an Isser. So why can't you go too, he says, and every Avner Shdin L'Nafshe is a Frusha Meisura. If he's stealing my money, that's an Isser. You're not allowed to steal people's money. You're not allowed to infringe on someone else's rights. It's us or whatever the Isser is. Mazik, Zayla, different cases. So why can't you goof a stop him for a Frusha Meisura? And he mutters it with this question. Not going to get in, at least not for now, exactly what he says. He talks about this a little bit. But the Rosh, Taka says that when Reuven's beating up Shimon, he emphasizes that the Heter is a Frusha Meisura. When you're getting beaten up yourself, he doesn't really say, although he does compare it earlier to Vekatzosis Kappa. And so not exactly clear from the Rosh. Is there Taka Chiluk? Is it two different dinim? But Echshiyah, the Rosh, Tur, brings three separate bavas. The first case is when someone's hitting you. Second case is when someone's hitting your father and your relative. Third case is when Reuven is hitting Shimon. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't quite bring down all these cases. The Shulchan Aruch says, first he brings the case of someone's hitting you. That if someone's hitting you, you can hit back in self-defense, but don't hit harder, like the Rush. Ignore the Marshal, of course. Before the Marshal. Then he jumps straight to the third case and says that if you see Reuven hitting Shimon, then there's no other Eitzah, you can hit him. And again, he says, Lafrusha Meisura. He's Madgish, it's Lafrusha Meisura. Agav, this whole thing, the kind of, whenever you don't learn L'Chavero, there's always kind of an overlap of two things, of the saving the Nirdaf, L'Samar L'Damreyecha, and Vashivosilo, Avedas Gufo, and also the stopping the Avarian from doing the Avera. This comes up also, for many years I've been a little puzzled by this in Lifnei Iver. You know, we know that Lifnei Iver, you're not allowed to cause people to do Yisurim, and one whole set of Yisurim involves Benadim L'Chavera. It says you can't, the Gemara Avodah Zarah says you can't sell non-Jews or bandits, you can't sell them offensive weapons, you can sell them shields, but you can't sell them offensive weapons because they're a Hezek L'Rabim. You can't sell them nasty animals, lions and bears, because they're a Hezek for the Rabim. So in the context, the way the Rambam brings it, even the way the Gemara brings it maybe, but certainly the way the Rambam brings it, it's mashma the Isra is Lifnei Iver. The Rambam says, you're machzik over Avera, he brings Lifnei Iver. He says, you can't do anything which is hezek l'rabim because of Lifnei Iver, and you'd be machzik over Avera. Like I would have said, you can't do it because you can't cause a hezek l'rabim. Maybe the Rambam feels Lifnei Iver is more chomer, it's a mafur shalav daraisa. I'll call upon him there also. Whenever you're dealing with Adon L'chaver, you're going to have to deal with both things. You're going to deal with your etzim responsibility to the rabbin, to the victims, and B, you're dealing with your responsibility to the avari, not to cause them to do avari. So here too, when you're stopping somebody by hitting him, you're stopping the maket by hitting him, you're doing two things. You're saving the victims, and you're also saving the avari from soiling his immortal soul. And the Rosh is madgish afrusha meisura. Now, in terms of why there are so many different bavas in the Rosh, the Shulchan Aruch Taka left one of them out, but in terms of the Rosh, why there are two different bavas, why there are two different dinim, plus various shinuyim in the language of the Rush. So the Gedolei Achronim have, the Kadmonim have several different Mahalchim, all of which are interesting. We have the Marshal, the Sma, the Taz, probably others, but these are the three that I saw. Sma and the Taz, we have a very interesting machlokas. The Sma proposes the following chiluk. The Sma says there's actually two different dinim in the Rush, a nafkamina ladina. He says, he's medayik also, the point we've been alluding to, that when he talks about Reuven hitting Shimon, he says, Afrusha Meisura. When he talks about hitting your relative or hitting yourself, he focuses on the hatzalah of the victim. So what is that all about, the Sma says? The Sma says, this is nafkamina, that let's say you're not a bar hacha, you're not such a committed, consistent, upright person. That when you see Reuven hitting Shimon, you don't always protest. When you see someone hitting someone that you care about, then you protest. You can't say that you're a person who's always so committed to, lay as it is, that you're not a person who's a frusha meisur. You see Reuven hitting Shimon, you don't care. You don't care about the victim. You don't care about the iser. You don't do anything. You don't step in. Then the Sma says, then it would be usur for you to step in a particular case, because then we're choshesh that you have ulterior motives. The vade mikach sina balakoso. You're taking advantage of his doing an avera to punch him because you don't like him. So afrusha meisura, it only works if you're someone who's taka tocha kabaro and consistent about it and committed to being mafresh people from isurim. I don't know if you could say that you're consistent about stopping this isur and not other isurim. I'm not sure, but I'll call you. You have to be at least consistent with this isur. You have to be someone who's right. Well, we'll discuss that more in a minute. Mashenkin, he says, when someone's hitting your relative, even if you're someone who doesn't normally step in, meaning you don't step in for other people, but for your relative, then you do. We don't have to be choshesh any sinner. So then we can assume that your motives are clear. So he doesn't really get into the question so much of whether it's a din hatzala or a din afrusha meisura, but he assumes that your motives have to be pure, have to be l'shem shemayim. And the male, when it comes to somebody else, we have to make sure that you're a person who's consistent. When it comes to your relatives, we can safely assume that's your motive, and we don't have to worry about what you do when you see other fights breaking out in the street. The Taz doesn't like this. The Taz says, the Sma's etzem hanacha, the Sma's basic assumption here that your motives have to be pure, is wrong. The Taz says, Sma brings his chiluk, he says, and he says, any of dad tamal zeh chiluk. The Sma thinks his chiluk is so gishmak. He says, the Mechaber who left out the middle case and didn't realize that this chiluk is supposed to apply, Mechaber lo hirgish bezed, be'emes tam hagun hu l'chalik. The Taz says, no, it's not a tam hagun. It is, he doesn't understand the chiluk. He says, the din is yachal lahatzel. He says, who cares what your motive is? Who cares? You have sinas, alzayin. You're doing because you hate the guy. Mikolakum, it's a mitzvah, he says, lahatzel samuka, b'chibi kemanas halev, talia milsa, v'afim ein darker kein lepam macherim. Right, lo yafasu, those times you were wrong. Those times you were lazy and didn't do what you're supposed to do. So you did wrong that time. By my shaper kavod, right now this is the right thing to do. Mitzvah kavod, so shalolishma. So what? So that he rejects the Sma. So what comes to mind, of course, is what the Chavetz Chaim says in Hilchos Lashon Hara. The Chavetz Chaim, when he talks about his famous seven tanaim that you need to say Lashon Hara l'toeles, so one of them is not only that it is l'toeles, but that you're mechavin l'toeles. The Chavetz Chaim brings this both in Hilchos Lashon Hara as well as in Hilchos Rechilas. In Hilchos Lashon Hara in Perek Yud, he says that you have to be yechavin l'toeles. V'lo lehanos chas v'shalom me'apagama hu shenosin b'chaverov lo mitzad sinah sheyeshol av mikvar. And then later in Hilchos Rechilas, in Perek Tes, he says again that yechavin rak l'toeles lo mitzad sinah, and so on. Now, the Chavetz Chaim, there is a difference, though, in the main text. The language is pretty similar. There is one very interesting difference, though, between what he says in the Be'er Mayim Chaim. I saw this point made by Rabbi Nathan Slifkin. I'm sure Achronim make this point too. But in Rechilus, he says that you have to be mechavin. He brings raya's. In both cases, he brings the same four or five raya's from Rishonim. We'll discuss the raya's in a minute. But he says in Rechilus, he says ein kavanaseinu befrat zed me'ena mechavin l'toelas who potter me'ela. If you know you have sinned and you know that's your motive, so you say, okay, I'm Patra, I can't do it. Chavetz Chaim says, I can't do it. No, he says, Adarabba, l'samen al dam re'echa. So make sure you have the right kavana. Kavana seinu, shiachriach es atmo, to do it for the right reason and not mitzad sinna. In Lashon Hara, he doesn't say that. Lashon Hara, he doesn't say that the bimachiachim, just make sure you do it for the right reason. So the reason could be, again, like our Winter was saying, when you're dealing with Hatzalah, There's an Isra of Lasamad. Even though this Pasha is always a mitzvah of Tachacha, a lot of these cases where so he doesn't really explain the chiluk. He doesn't say anything in Beramayim Chaim Lashonari. He doesn't say anything about whether or not it's a mitzvah or not. You can argue, I guess, that many cases just practically, many cases about Lachavero, the chiyuv to do something is much more, like the Chavetz Chaim and others warn you, Lasam al Damreacha, we always quote the Pesachet Shuva, who says that the Bali Musar thinks there's not enough Lashonara. That's too much Lashon Hara. He thinks it's not enough Lashon Hara. He thinks the main michshel is people are too nervous about saying Lashon Hara, and they let all kinds of takalas happen. So it could be that, but Derech Klal, but on the Chavero, the downside is much stronger for not doing it, so there's much more of an imperative to straighten out your kavanas and act. Mashen kim adon lamakam. So you won't give tachacha. Someone else will give tachacha. We don't give tachacha for 1,000 other reasons anyway. So it could be that's all the chilek is. I don't know. Rabbi Slifkin, just tries to argue the Chavetz Chaim is not meduyik, and it's not really halacha safe, or even though he thinks it is, the ayin sham, I'll call upon him, but here we have machlokas ma and the taz. Here we have that the sma is telling you that if, when it comes to the din of afrusha meisura, or the din of the matzil, the nirdef, so you have to have kavanah, if you do the right kavanah, if you're doing it for sinna, then it's taka asr, and the taz is saying it's not asr at all, so you do it with sinna. The sma could, so again, I don't know if the sma means you have to do it again, like he says in Rechilas, just make sure you first get the right kavanas, or he means you taka can't do it at all. But the Taz, I'll call upon him, says, Lahedya, we don't care what your kavanah is, it's mutter, you're doing the right thing, I don't care why you're doing it, it's absolutely mutter. I'm not sure how that stems with the Chavetz Chaim. So one of the Chavetz Chaim's rayas taka, that if you want to say Lashon Hara, it has to be for the right reasons. He brings a number of different rayas. Not all, many of them, most of them don't seem absolutely mukhrach, or absolutely applying b'chala ofen. He brings about 5 or 6 rayas. One of them is he brings a Rashi in Bav Metzia. It says that if you call somebody a name, even if he's Dashbe, and he doesn't get embarrassed, it's still an Avera. The Gemara says it's still an Avera, even if he doesn't really get embarrassed. And Rashi's Masber, it's an Avera because your Kavana was Lara. Rashi says that he's Dashbe, so it's not so bad. B'kvar hergol b'kach, shemachanem asokach. Vain panamis lavnos, it's not malpnech of Arab rabbin, mikomakum zelach lima miskavit. So, the way the Chavetz Chaim understands is that your kavan is for the wrong reason. It's not be'etzim, it shouldn't objectively be a maisa isser, but your kavana makes it into an isser. Again, there's no mitzvah involved. Here there's no mitzvah. You're doing something which no one asked you to do it. So if you're doing it and you're doing it for the wrong reason, it's usser. It's a jump from that. Even when it's a mitzvah, if it becomes usser, if it's for the wrong reason, maybe it's not muchach. He brings several places in Rabbeinu Yonah and Shari Tshuva, and Rabbeinu Yonah Elias, Rabbeinu Yonah and Bava Basra, where the Rishonim keep saying, Rabbeinu Yonah keep saying that you have to be mechavein for the right reason and not for sinna. Again, certainly not clear that if you do it for sinna, then you shouldn't do it at all. Or again, whether he just means that you should it's not the right reason to do it. You should. Or sometimes it might be mashma that we're choshesh, you're not going to really get the toilet then if you don't mean it for the right reason. Yesh Ladin and all the Chavetz Chaim's different rayas. The last raya he brings, Al Kulam, he says, is what the Mefarshim tell us, that the Mitzrayim were punished, that the Goyim were punished for brutalizing Klal Yisrael, even though it was Ratzon Hashem, there was Nigzar Golos, but that wasn't one of the Svaras the Rishonim say is that that wasn't the reason why they did it. They did a Machmas Sinah. So you see that even if you bring Mekayim, Gzeres Hashem, that if you do it Machmas Sinah, Machmas ulterior motives, then it's an Avla. Right, so the chiluk again is there, that's more in an agada context. There's a nevuah, but you don't have a direct tivoy, a mitzvah, one of the tarik mitzvahs to go do it. Again, to jump from there to the assumption that even something which is a maisa hatzala, a mitzvah in the Torah to do it, and you have to do it anyway, that becomes an avera. I'll call upon him, the Taz apparently holds this way, at least with regard to Afrusha Meisur, at least with regard to this mitzvah of being matzil the muka, makes no difference what your makshav is, so he doesn't like the chiluk of the sma. Sma himself, the Taz himself, gives a different chiluk. He says that we know the Rush tells us the sugya is mavur, that it has to be ef shel hatzil b'nin acher. So the Taz says there's a difference in terms of how sure you have to be that there's no other way to do it. He says when you're dealing with your krovim or kolshkin you yourself, then even if it's unclear, there might have been a way, there might not have been a way. It's mutter anyway. When you're saving your people, then it's mutter. When you're just saving a neutral person, then there has to be a birur gamur that there's no other way to do it. What is the svar l'chalik? Not so clear. He just says, krovu is kegufo dummy. When it comes to you yourself, you have a self-defense right to say, I don't clearly see another way to do it. It might turn out there was some way to do it, but if there's no direct and obvious way to do it, then I have a heter to do it. He clearly seems to be learning that it's not simply afrusha meisura. When you're coming to do it for yourself or for your krivim, then it's takanat afrusha meisura. Then it's a question of my hatzala is first. When it just comes to somebody else, then you're left with afrusha meisura. Then for some reason, beyond afrusha meisura, it's also samar al damriacha. You're saving the victim. For some reason there, the Torah only lets you do it. Halacha only lets you do it if there's a birur gamer that there's no other way to do it. Marshal says something similar, not along the same lines, not quite the same thing. Marshal says the nafkamina is, what happens if it turns out that the aggressor was actually doing kedin? He was gufa being a frusher meisura, the guy he was beating up. He was a shliach beis din. He was authorized by beis din, by the Torah, to hit the guy. And you didn't know. So the marshal says it depends. If it's you yourself or the katosis kappa situation, the guy's wife, then he says the person's potter. Even though it turned out that you hit an authorized hitter, you're potter anyway. And the way he's masber that is that pshita de ptura, onus mamish, because she didn't know. Eich tamad b'tzar nafshel es apek, her own husband's being hit, how can she hold herself back? And it's his fault also, he says, you should be smart enough not to hit a guy in front of his wife, he says. That's mamish, it's like you see somebody that someone's beating up your relatives also, the next case in the rush. Yeah, it's impossible. You can't do that. You can't see someone do that and not hit back. And he himself shouldn't have done it in front of you. If we can prove that you knew that he was authorized then, well, it's your job to understand that he had the right to do it. But if you don't know, and it turned out later that you didn't do due diligence to find out, that the Torah doesn't expect you to do better. Masha Enkin, he says, if you just see Reuven beating up Shimon, just a question of Afrusha Meisura, again, I don't know why Hatzalah also, but just Afrusha Meisura, but it's not personal, then he says, even if you thought it was Kedin, if it turned out it was Shalom Kedin, then you're Chayev, because Adam Wad La'olam. So again, I don't know exactly which sheet in Adam Wad La'olam, like we spoke last time, Adam Wad La'olam. Some Rishonim say only certain types of onus, and not onus gomer. I'm not sure if his point is to say that when it's you or your family member, it blibes onus gomer, and when it's somebody else, it blibes not onus gomer, but kol panim, that's always magdur the chilek. That when it comes to saving yourself or saving a family member, then we say it's impossible. You're onus mamish mi yuchal esapek. Shankin, when it comes to saving somebody else, even though it's a frusha meisura and you're saving the muka, saving a ben Yisrael, then it's your job to do due diligence before doing it, and if you don't, then you're chayev, then you're going to be chayev as a mazik.